This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 144, for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
And this is Eric.
Oh my God! Do we have noise for that?
We should have noise for that.
We should have something way better, like crowds and
that sounded like
cymbals crashing or something. Yeah. Not big enough. You deserve a bigger crowd.
There we go. That sounds like I'm being crowned.
Welcome, Eric. We are so excited to have you.
It's absolutely wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me to your gross episode.
Nice.
Took me a second. 144. There we go.
Don't explain it to people. I expect anybody who listens to us won't understand. Hey, I haven't seen you guys in forever. Where you been? You drove off into,
well, you know,
into the sunrise or the sunset? It was,
both.
You drove off into the darkness is what you did.
Yeah, it was. I think it was about 10:30 by the time that we left.
Wow. P.M.
Yes. After someone delivered two Foot Lockers full of pens to us and Brian wanted to keep them.
Yeah, and I missed out on those Foot Lockers. Where was it?
Yeah, I thought they could be useful for something, and, you know.
They could have.
They had wheels and casters.
I didn't see them until I watched your podcast.
There was no way they were going to fit into the car.
I had a car.
To drive back to Wisconsin?
Drive back to my house with the Foot Lockers. I'd have been happy to keep them. Okay, no day. Now, come on.
They were not in great shape. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't want them.
What? Brian wanted them, you know.
I wanted to keep them.
Just in case.
I didn't. That's what you're telling me, Lisa? I didn't want them?
I didn't want them.
Okay, so then I would not have wanted them. All right.
Good. No, they were not brand new. They were not in good shape. They were not worthy of you.
But they were not worthy of me. Oh, okay. Then I'll get my...
I thought they were in good shape. We could have taken the tape off. We could have loaded them. We could just load it up with pens next time.
You could have strapped them to the top of your car.
You know, I was actually going to check and see if we had bungee cords long enough, and then I decided that that was just silly.
Oh, well, you made the right decision. You didn't need those lock.
I did, yeah. No. We had a hard enough time driving home anyway.
That is not going to be the case this week.
No, I'm excited.
Why that?
We are underpacking.
Yes. So excited.
Of course, we have to make room for 300 boxes, but that's another story. you do realize that, right?
I do.
The drive.
We are going
because you're underpacking.
It'll be nice to actually be able to see out the back window for once, especially if we're going to have less than wonderful weather out or back. But while we are in Baltimore, we are picking up 300 pen boxes.
You said the magic word. Where are you going?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I really should play that every time someone says it, but I won't because, you know, everybody will leave the chat.
Oh, man.
Why are you going to Baltimore?
What is that from? Is that from a...
Lisa, do you know?
No, I don't. It's not WKRP, because that's Cincinnati.
That's Cincinnati, no. This is Good Morning Baltimore. Oh, we'll let someone in the chat room tell us.
Is it
a musical or something? I don't know. I'm not a musical.
It is a musical.
It's a TV show.
No, it was a musical.
No.
It was, I'm going to venture a guess that it was Broadway, and then it became... At least one movie, I think two.
Two movies?
The most recent one starred John Travolta as the mom.
As the mom?
Yes.
John Travolta played the mom?
I always thought he was a little off.
Did a good job, too.
I don't remember.
It's from Hairspray.
Oh.
Well, shouldn't you know that?
I did know that.
Commute.
You should know. You're a movie maker.
Eric knew that. We did not. Sorry about that.
Stephanie in the chat's like, duh.
Steph knows everything.
Andrew said it was ABBA.
Well, there's nothing wrong with ABBA. My stepdad loves ABBA.
ABBA is good.
Yeah.
But why are we going to Baltimore?
So,
speaking of Baltimore, no, I won't do it.
There's a Penn show.
Is that Penn show?
You remember Penn shows?
I do remember Penn shows, but Baltimore, are we not like in the
Penn winter?
I've been to a couple.
How many have you been to?
Not 50.
For anyone. Well, that was just the number that we've been to together. That's not. Lisa's been to more than I, and I've been to 67
or combined, something. Combined, you're well over 100 Penn shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly.
I have no idea how many I've been to. No idea. Let's say 20.
Mostly L.A. and
Well, L.A. is very easy for me because it's right down the street. So.
Well, yeah.
Well, you've been to Chicago.
I have.
You've been to Columbus.
I've been to Columbus. And I've been to D.C.
Yes. I remember you in a tux and then with that big camera strapped to your chest.
Not at the same time, though.
No, no. It would have clashed with the tux.
I could never have done that.
And which one is your favorite?
I'm probably going to have to say L.A. because it's so convenient and yet still large. Everybody goes there, so you get to see everybody. Right. The best thing about a Penn show is seeing everybody face-to-face. And chatting and connecting and, you know, the camaraderie is the best thing. The next best thing are the pens.
Right.
Yes. Well, because sometimes you see the same pens in every show, so.
You always see the same pens in every show because you go to every show.
We do. Except the funny thing is how many shows in a row have we gone to and look at Sarge's pens and then finally notice he's got, like, what, a whole half a row in his thing of sailors.
But has he always had them?
I don't think so. I think we would have noticed.
Because his inventory does change.
Yes, it does.
Thankfully for all of us. And
yes,
unfortunately, because we keep giving him money.
Well, I know. I mean, it was a tough decision to decide. And then he had three of them that were especially nice.
Did you take all three, Brian?
We were talking about it, actually. We didn't take any. I don't know when he's not going to be in Baltimore, is he?
Nah.
I doubt it.
He just got back. Yeah, too small. He stayed another week in San Diego.
So we probably won't see him until D.C.
Well, that gives us time to save up.
But, you know, there's this service called Mail.
I know. There is. It's really cool.
He can send you the pens. In fact, he'd be happy.
And he has.
I can put the two of you in touch if you like. Or the three of you, as the case.
No, we're good.
The pens that you have are exceptionally, you know, they're impossible to find. So.
Yes, I agree.
We're going to have to save up.
I agree. Hey, well now, back to Baltimore. So since we were talking about Baltimore, yeah. I have a question. Because I'm in California.
Yes.
Is it not the dead of winter in Baltimore? Is there not snow on the ground?
It's cold. Yes.
Yes.
Can people actually move about? Will people go to the Penn Show?
Yes.
Will the Andersons be the only ones in the Penn Show room?
Oh,
wait a minute.
What more do you need, right?
Some chocolate would be nice.
Oh.
I'm sure Ryan
Yeah, you remember his name. I'll help you if you need it.
I do. Man with the chocolate. A woman doesn't forget these things. No, Baltimore's a good show. Bert puts on a good show. There are seminars, a variety of vendors. He makes us breakfast in the morning. It's great.
Personally, he comes to your room and makes breakfast.
No, he provides breakfast for the vendors.
How many minutes are we
in? Do you know that he's doing that this time?
Yes. Yeah, who had 13 minutes in? Tim Girdler? You're in charge of food, I think, this week. Bert puts on a good show. I think there's an auction as well Saturday night.
Yeah, he said something about an auction, so that should be.
Yeah.
Is it a three-day show, a four-day show?
This year, it's a three-day show.
which is up from last year.
Is it?
And is it a new hotel?
Is it Traders only for the first 2 days, or how does it work in Baltimore?
I believe it's open to the public from Friday at like 11 or noon on.
Cool.
Yeah, Sunday only is unique to LA.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Yes. Yes, we will. But Baltimore's pretty good. It's well attended. You get a lot of people who, it's well situated. You've got people who come down from Philly. You've got people who come up from D.C. and Virginia, and we see a lot of the same people. It's kind of fun.
So it's a Hilton DoubleTree this year, is where it is.
Yes.
But you have Baltimore this coming weekend.
Yes.
And then Long Island the following weekend.
Thank you for reminding me.
Now help me with my
that is correct.
My East Coast geography probably isn't what it should be, but you're in Wisconsin, you're going to drive to Baltimore, then you're going to go back to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Is that not the opposite direction of Long
Island? Yes.
And then you're going to head back to Long
Island? It is.
Okay, so you're martyrs. Or
no, we're crazy.
Gluttons for punishment.
Well, we
can't you find a place to stay?
We have to bring stuff back for Dave to ship, and we have to restock.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Three shows in a row. So.
All right. So how long is the drive from Appleton to Baltimore?
It's I think it's officially 13 and a half hours, though, with stops, it'll be about 16.
Okay, so that's nothing compared to L.A.
Oh, goodness, no.
It's still a lot.
It is, but...
Yeah. And then Long Island is about the same, maybe an hour or two longer.
Long Island seems long.
But Baltimore will leave Thursday night to arrive Friday morning, and jump right into set up for the show and work all day. When we go to Long Island, we leave Thursday night, and then we go to Kenrow Industries in Mineola, and so we see them and hang out with everybody at Kenrow, and then we actually sleep because the Long Island show is a Saturday, Sunday.
You sleep at Kenrow?
So we may.
Yes, we've asked. They kicked us out.
I have a pillow in the corner of the Aurora room, and it's good.
So just for anybody who may not know, what is Kenrow? Is this a theme park?
Yes, it is.
Kenrow Industries is the
home of Aurora, Omas, Multigrappa, and formerly Schaefer. As well as apparently now Hugo Boss and...
No, that's Yaffa.
Oh, that's Yaffa, okay.
Kenrow has Delvey watches, they have U-Boat watches, they have Montegrappa.
Oh, U-Boat, yeah, that's what it was.
Omas, they have Aurora, so all the really nice Italian stuff. And they're awesome people. So we go and... spend the afternoon with the gang at Kenrow. We have a really good time. And then we go to our hotel, and hopefully this year again for Long Island. We were able to go in Friday night and actually set up, at least get the grid set up. That was really nice.
That'll happen again.
Yeah, so there's a couple people that set up early.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Who?
You.
I said that'll happen again. Take my word for it. Trust me.
We'll
set up at night.
Sorry.
There you go.
It'll all be good. Baltimore. Now, do you go to Kenrow on the way to Baltimore or on the way to Long Island?
Long Island.
Long Island. They're just a couple miles from Hofstra.
From where?
A couple times over.
Oh. Are they expecting you or are you going to crash?
They expect us.
Oh, you have an
It's an annual event.
An annual event. Will there be pictures? Video, perhaps?
There may be pictures if they have new pens to show us. the last couple years we've gotten to see some prototypes that they didn't even have pictures of, so that was kind of fun.
Maybe they'll have the Omos
glass and spy.
I don't think people will notice that. I wonder if they'll have the new Omos London fog stock. That was just announced
cool.
today. It's a dark gray with rhodium trim pen, Paragon, Milord, the whole series. It's kind of a gray marble, real kind of a cool pattern. So looking forward to seeing that.
Well, pick one up so you can show it to us on your podcast.
Well, absolutely.
Pick up a couple.
Right.
You can give one away.
Take two, they're small. Yeah.
Well, you never know what we're going to pick up. That's the other part of it is we end up leaving with the craziest stuff.
Usually, yeah. Paragon starts at $7.95, I think, so we'll be careful about how many of those we pick up.
$7.95?
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's why I have a large collection of Paragons.
Yeah.
They're affordable.
Mm-hmm.
But
have Lisa distract them and see what you can do, Brian.
Actually, I'm the one who gets in trouble at Kenmo.
She's the one that gets in trouble, yeah.
Oh, I believe that.
She can't resist a deal, so, and Joel knows this, so Joel puts a box of stuff down on the table and says, I'll make you a deal you can't refuse. And we end up walking out with the box.
No, actually, we ended up walking out with, like, three huge boxes and two display cases.
Yeah, that was last year.
On your way to a pen show.
On the way to, I think.
Yes.
They may have delivered one of the cases or one of the. They delivered a box to us at the show, but yeah, we left Kenra with more in the car than when we arrived, and after the show, we still had more that we picked up.
Well, they delivered more to us the next day too, so we had a
Aurora way.
Order.
It's a good thing you sell things from time to time, or you'd just be overflowing.
Once in a while, we sell something.
No, it'll be good. It's always a great visit. Baltimore is a good show. I'm curious about the new hotel. This will be the third hotel in 3 years for Baltimore.
Why do they do that? Is it the fault?
The Tremont Grand in downtown Baltimore was
awful.
It's beautiful, but it's expensive and very difficult to navigate. It's very difficult to.
It's hard to get to.
Yeah, physically on the street, the parking garage was just a disaster. When you're unloading, you actually have to go through the kitchen and up through the freight elevator. It's just
down a ramp, through a door, down
crazy.
The hallway, into the freight elevator, up.
You know, you're
stores,
riding in the freight elevator with dirty dishes. Yeah, no fun.
Yeah.
And then last year they switched to a different hotel in the suburbs,
which
and
wasn't bad.
No, it was fine. I'm not sure why they switched, but it's a very interesting kind of conference for a hotel. And we're certainly not neat. At the end of the show, we are usually one of the last ones out, and you would not believe the disastrous mess that the show vendors leave. Yeah.
So we were thrown out of the last hotel, right?
Either that, or they wanted more money, or they didn't have that weekend available. You know, most of the shows do an excellent job of keeping to the same weekend. So, I don't know.
Well, before
so
we
not this year, it's across the street.
Oh, from the last year's hotel?
I think so. Oh. Which is funny because I think last year we stayed at this hotel. Did we not?
No.
No, I thought we were right across the street.
We were right across the street last year, but this year it's not quite right across the street.
Oh.
But we'll plug it into the GPS, we'll get there, and it will be awesome.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah. You should come, Eric.
I'll be there.
What are you doing?
That's this week?
Be there?
This weekend.
Yeah.
In spirit, at least. Now, the million-dollar question is, will there be a Chicago Penn show?
Supposedly, there will be.
Still unknown.
I heard from one of the organizers, I spoke with one of the organizers in L.A. who said, absolutely not. Then I've heard from other people who have said, absolutely yes. I called the hotel that is supposedly hosting the show, but it was after the event person had left, so I've got to follow up with that.
You are not going to believe this. The ChicagoPennShow.com, the Chicago Penn Show website, does say 2015, May 1st through the 3rd.
Oh. Apparently they don't.
They've updated their website.
Yes.
Okay.
A mere 2 months before the show. Well, that's good.
The Sheraton Chicago O'Hare, which is on North Mannheim Road, it's about 2 or 3 miles from the Westin. I am told... I heard some people talking, and apparently the hotel is much cheaper. Parking is not nearly as expensive. It's a better layout in some ways. I don't know much about it.
$139 a night for the hotel. But it looks like it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday only. There's no Thursday auction on Friday.
Okay.
And does Anderson Penn's already have its tables?
I guess we better check since this is all different.
All she wrote. Yeah,
oh, so. Apparently we're sponsoring it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Guess we go.
Yeah, I see our name there in our logo. So.
No, it says Thursday there's a pizza party. Informal get together.
Informal, yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah. April 30th. All right.
Cool. Now I'm hungry.
All the early birds.
Pizza and pop, yeah.
So. There you go. You know, Eric, we were talking about Grail pens a week or two ago.
I think both a week and two ago. I recall.
And I believe that I mentioned you and your Grail pen that you picked up in L.A.
I don't remember you mentioning me, but you could mention me now if you like. I'm right here.
You
have
did indeed.
Grail pen handy?
Hanging around my neck. I do. I have it right here. Right here in my hand. Shall I hold it for the camera? Because we can ask people
should.
If they know what it is. That means we're going to have to pay attention to the chat. If anybody knows what this might be. And then there's some sort of a delay in the chat. So.
Yes. So you've got to hang on to it for like 3 minutes.
But I think they've seen it. Now we have to wait. Stephanie.
I know what it is.
You know what it is, Brian? That doesn't surprise me.
I didn't believe it until I saw it.
Yes. I believed it.
It's the first one I've ever seen.
Oh.
How long have you been looking for this?
At least 3 years. But it might be. It might be four.
And how did you know this existed?
Because I had seen one. I saw...
Who had it?
Ernest Shin had one.
Hmm. Okay.
David got it.
David got it. That is, in fact, a Caveco, a sport from 1929 or 1930, and it is a safety filler. That, if anybody's ever heard me talking about the pen I want in the past, this is it. Take the top off. There's no nib. You turn this, the nib comes out.
You're buying pens like Brian.
Oh, ouch.
Has a nib. And I found this, or rather it found me, within 30 minutes of my arrival to the L.A. Pen Show because Sarge tapped me on the shoulder and said, I have something you want. Sarge is my go-to man for everything I need. Took him a little while to find this one, but they're very hard to find. He got this one in Poland, at the Pen Show in Poland. Someone else was there, some other seller from, I don't remember the country. So Sarge picked it up, thinking he would sell it to me, and he did. And so, yes,
now,
that's my Grail pen.
Were they only available in hard rubber?
No, they also came in acrylic, in multicolors. I think they had a bright red one. Hard rubber. It's 1929.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
What else are they going to make it in?
Well, I mean, you know, 1929, there were plastics available in 1929.
Hard rubber is the only... Actually, I don't know the answer to that. This is only the second one I've seen. Ernest Shins was the other one, and it was just like this one.
Okay.
Did Kaweco ever make them in anything besides hard rubber? When did they move into...
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But I'm not... I can't be the authority on that. Most people thought this didn't exist.
Well, maybe you should be the authority.
No, I have mine now, and it's very flexy and writes wonderfully. And I think you held it in L.A., didn't you, Brian?
Yes, I did. I did, yeah.
And it's in wonderful condition.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Sarge found the exact one I was looking for, and now it's sitting here in my desk, never to leave the house.
Now, so, why did you want it, though?
I fell in love with Ernest's copy of this pen, and
okay.
At that point it wasn't a Grail pen because I thought I would just walk around the room and find one. No,
surprise.
It became a Grail pen for me because it was so impossible to find. And it almost became a joke because all the sellers know I'm looking for one. One year I wore a badge saying I was looking for one, and everybody would just say no as I'm approaching the table because they know what I'm looking for. So that, for me, it was a Grail pen because it was going to be impossible or nearly impossible to find.
But so now what?
I think I haven't replaced Grail status yet.
Okay.
You're still on the honeymoon.
Still on the honeymoon with my Kaweco.
There you go.
But you were asking why a pen might be called a Grail pen, and I think in the case of the Kaweco, it was definitely availability or lack thereof. But a Grail pen can also be, at least for me, based on price. Oh, yes, okay, I have another Grail. We can say I have another Grail pen. It was at Sarge's table. It's the Mont Blanc that they based the Ernest Hemingway on, and I think it was the... I'm going to say the wrong number, but... The 139 or one, I think it was the 139. And you know, they're not as hard to find as the Kaweco. You can find them once in a while, but they're always at least $3,000. So that's a Grail pen for me because I would need to win the lottery first. That's it. That's all I have.
That's all you have?
All I've got.
So
that's it.
Keep talking there for a second.
Maybe I can do a layaway plan with Sarge. Let's see. If I gave him $20 a month for the rest of my life... Lisa, are you frozen? Lisa's frozen. Ryan left. And so, let me go to the chat room. How's everybody doing? By the time you answer me, though, they'll all be back. Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Lisa...
Sorry.
Lisa is frozen.
We have two Lisas in the chat on here.
Now we have no Lisas. Oh, there's Lisa.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Were you saying bad things? Did you get censored?
No, not this time.
Oh.
Usually, but not. I'm trying to behave since we have a guest. And it's been so exciting.
I've seen the way you behave around me, so.
That's why we get along so well.
Probably, yes. So that's my take on Grail pens, unless you had other questions. Wayne says
So $3,000 is the limit.
Well, no, that's more than a house payment, so that's not going to happen.
No. Depends on what kind of house, right? I mean, you know.
Well, personally, it's more than my house payment, so that's just never going to happen. I can't pay more than a house payment for a pen.
Awesome.
I'm in trouble then.
Yes, you are.
Well, I've got to. And now, are we talking plus payment plus interest plus escrow, or what are we? What is the definition?
PITI, but you bought your house 20 years ago, and your PITI is probably 179, so you wouldn't be able to buy any pens.
I'm in trouble if I, you know, depending on the definition. See.
Anyway, my question regarding Grail pens this week was, once you decided that this was your Grail pen, Eric, or for people out there who are drooling over some kind of pen, obsessing over it, thinking about it, putting, you know, screensavers and stuff about the pen, how do you find your Grail pen?
I look for
and
this.
You said you wore a label.
I will look for it at pen shows, starting immediately. Okay. As soon as I saw Ernest's, because I saw it at the LA Pen Show, and I started walking around the LA Pen Show looking for it, couldn't find one. I, of course, talked about it during podcasts and on blog posts. I just announced it to everyone that I was looking for this pen. Eventually, I did wear a name tag at a pen show so that every table could see what I was looking for. And word just got around. Okay. I mean, I had Brown. Stephen Brown was looking for it at every pen show he'd go to in the Netherlands or in Germany. I thought for sure we might find it in Germany. It was made in Germany. But he never found it. It's a hard pen to find. So
it's hard to believe. You couldn't find it in Europe.
It was found in Europe, but not Germany.
Well, yeah. Aside from that, but I mean.
So yeah, spread the word. I did have a search up in eBay. I didn't really want to buy it in eBay, but if it came up, I would certainly have looked at it. But it never came up.
That would be a tough one for a search, I would think, because you'd probably end up with all the modern day sports and.
Generally speaking, hits on the search were not even the safeties I was looking for.
Right.
And really, I thought I would probably find one in poor condition, beat up, but hopefully
broken spiral or something.
Yeah, something that could be repaired. And if it was in really bad condition, after I got it working again, I was going to send it to Ernest and have him do a Urushi on it. But I can't do that with this one because this one is in perfect condition. So maybe I'm still looking for one. The one that I will
have. Do yours have the box?
No, it came with the leather pouch, but it did not come with the Mac pencil. I wasn't too interested in the pencil, and those actually you can find.
In fact, I think I found one for you in Columbus 2 years back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he didn't want it.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't a safety, but it was a pen and pencil set, and I remember who had it too. So, but.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's how you find a pen that you want, is you let everybody know you're looking for it. Because you have found me at least one pen that I remember off the top of my head, Brian, and that was the MYU.
Yes. Well, that was easy. It was like, I'm really looking for this. I said, it's over there.
Well, but, you know, for people who are looking for a specific pen, and like Eric said, you don't necessarily want to go on eBay. You know, you only have so many options, and so you do what Eric did. You post it on forums.
Plus, there are people you can go to. If I needed an Esterbrook, I would probably call you two.
You better.
I would hope so.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you
want an Esterbrook, I can hook you up.
I have a very nice Esterbrook that I got from you. That you, you hooked me up. Up with which you hooked me, or something like that.
Yep.
Say that 10 times faster.
I'll have to write it down, then I can repeat it. If you're looking for what, a vanishing point, you call or go to her website, Carmen.
Carmen Rivera.
Carmen Miranda, absolutely. I call her, but yes, it is Carmen.
She's so sweet.
She's fun, yeah. And she has quite a bit of stuff.
She does. She does.
Other than vanishing points too.
She has other things right. Too. But when I think of vanishing points, I do think of her.
Well, and if you found something and you weren't sure what it was, you also could bring it to someone like Carmen, or, you know, our go-to guy from Mont Blanc is Osman Sumer.
Yes.
And we love Osman.
Of course, I brought him a ballpoint in L.A., and he looked at it and goes, I don't know.
He doesn't do ballpoints.
But it was a Bic.
Well, come on.
No, it was Mont Blanc.
That was a Mont Blanc ball. It was an older Mont Blanc, West German, I think, ballpoint. And he's like, yeah, I think you're missing a spring. That was it, you know. Okay. But Yeah, and there's, you know, I have Lee Chait's business card on my desk here. I'm always, it seems lately, I'm always calling him for Parker 75 parts. You know, you got to know the people who are collecting the stuff that you're looking for. So, Joel Hamilton, pretty much anything Parker, Cheryl Tyree, anything Schaefer.
Schaefer, Cheryl.
Who are we missing here? Penguin person.
Rick Propus for Pelicans.
For Pelicans, and he does Kaweco too, but he was specifically the person I was thinking of the person who would wave me away from the table because he just never
had. Well, and for Pelicans too, you also have Francis Babullion. He's a big Pelican collector too. So,
and the best dressed man in a pen show.
Always the best dressed man at the pen show.
Excuse me.
Francis Babullion. Except you, for when you are wearing a tux.
And what about Ryan Krusak? Because he's usually well dressed at a pen show.
Ryan is usually
competition
well dressed and fashionably dressed, but Francis is usually in a pair of dress pants and often a blazer, and he just looks like he stepped off a yacht or I don't know. He's just
a GQ photo shoot is what
you're talking about. David Oscarson.
Well, now that's a whole different level, but yes, David Oscarson.
Whole different level.
Yes. And he's quite a lovely man.
Which one?
David Oscarson.
Timely.
I mean, Francis is absolutely incredibly sweet, amazingly intelligent, and just such a nice, happy man. But David Oscarson is very down-to-earth and incredibly friendly.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about David Oscarson?
He has nice pens.
He does have nice pens. Those could easily be Grail pens, too, because they're beautiful,
very nice
pens. Art, functional works of art that I'll never be able to afford, but they're pretty to look at.
Except they're Grail pens only on the financial, the fiscal level, yes, because they are available.
They're, basically readily available.
Yeah, if you have the money, you call them up and you can get one, or you call it.
Right, that's why I said there's different criteria for me. There's some are Grail pens because they're hard to find, and some are Grail pens because I will never pay that much money, nor do I have it. So.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe down the road I will collect Fabergé egg pens from David Oscarson.
Maybe you won't.
Wow.
I'll stay out of this one.
Probably not.
How's the store going? How's everything at the store? I am going to tell this story. I took the virtual tour of your store, which is fantastic. But the story behind the virtual tour is one day I'm sitting in Mexico and I want to talk to Lisa Anderson, so I start texting her. And I guess she's just a little too busy to talk to me, so she says, "Have you seen the virtual tour yet?" And she knew that You knew when you told me that I'd be pulled into that virtual tour and spend an hour there and not bother you. Isn't that true?
We were very proud of it. And sometimes texting is not convenient. I won't text when I have a customer in the store because that should not be my focus.
You didn't have a customer in the store.
No, I don't even think I was at the store.
Oh, see? You're at the hairdresser. At the hairdresser. Please let me finish this magazine. Have you seen the virtual tour yet?
And what did you think of the virtual tour?
I loved it. That's why I brought it up, and that's why I want to know how are things going at the store.
Wonderfully.
Wonderfully well?
Great. Yeah.
Yep. Wonderfully well. In fact, had a regular customer in today, and always good to see Bernard. Dave is, there are no words for how amazingly awesome Dave is. You should come up and meet him.
You should.
I shall. Mark it
Great.
On. Great,
when?
We'll work out a date.
Okay.
It'll be nice soon. Maybe a month.
I like the cold.
Okay, come now.
Right. Yeah.
2 weeks, you can... I can dictate. You can type for me after surgery.
You'll still be able to type.
I know.
We can try to fit you in the car so you can come to Kentroll with us.
Oh, now that, oh, that's actually very tempting.
Except you'd have to work the table.
I can
so
work.
I can go shop.
I can work a table. So what's new at the store? I'm trying to lead you into this. We keep.
I know. All right. New at the store. We actually got in. This is not super exciting, but kind of fun. Jay Herbin has had roller balls for several years, and now they came out with this adorable little refillable fountain pen. Looks just like the roller ball, only it's a fountain pen.
Short International cartridge.
Yep, Short International.
Probably no converter.
No, Short International carts only. But, you know, a good option if you're looking for something to give a child or a friend who's expressed an interest but you don't want to spend a lot of money. And it's see-through. A lot of people like that. It does not look like it has a hole in it, so you probably could convert it into an eyedropper.
These are up at your website?
They are.
What's the price on these?
$16.
Yeah.
Yes, 16 pesos.
Yeah, all French products on the website are now in pesos.
Good. I'll understand that perfectly. And the nibs, do they come in different sizes? Or is medium for everything?
Just one medium. That's it.
Ultra extra fine only.
No. Now, the other, one of the other cool things that came in this week caused a little bit of a, not a debate or a stir, but Brian didn't think these were quite as cool as they are in person, so it was cool to...
It caused consternation.
No, actually, it was relief once we got them. The new Retro 51 Swish, which...
And don't you?
I do.
I think it's
it
a cool...
It looks like a basketball.
Well, it is... It's
well,
got
when I saw it originally...
It's basketball material.
It looked like it had some kind of logo on it. Yeah.
Right, but it's
and
actually
it was actually
the pattern of a basketball is what's on it, not a logo.
In the photo that we saw, it had some kind of a logo on it, and so Brian thought that that was superimposed, you know, screen, silk screened or something on it. But the cool thing is, I don't know if you can see it, it actually has the texture of a basketball. It's kind of cool.
Can you dribble it? Does it bounce?
It does not bounce. I would not drop it if I were you.
Not sure.
That would be a cool pen.
Yeah.
Are those now up and available at your website?
They are. Absolutely. They are. So they're kind of cool.
How much are they?
37.
37
pesos.
But they're
that's the bigger retro, the fatter one.
It's the big shot.
The big shot.
It's called the big shot, and it's $37, and it does not come in a fountain pen.
No, it's rollerball only. Rollerball. But they're cool.
It's got a little basketball on the top, too.
Really? Let me see that.
Retro does a nice job. See, isn't that cute?
Hold your sweet lips a little closer to the phone, or the top a little closer to the camera.
There you go.
Well, okay, I'm going to take your word.
Anyway, those came in, and Brian was relieved that they didn't have the logo on them. We do well with Retro, and in fact, our Post-Crescent ad rep came in, and she thought they were cool, so she was going to go back and tell the boys in the ad department about them.
Well, you know, lots of people like basketball, and lots of people use ballpoints. Is it a ballpoint or a rollerball?
It's a rollerball.
A rollerball basketball, a basketball rollerball. What else?
do we want to mention the news at the...
Of course you do. News? I'm here and I want to know.
Which news?
The big news.
The award?
We do, actually.
Do you have
I didn't bring one of the ads home.
The drum roll? Well,
oh, sorry.
Fanfare? Yeah. We'll wait for it. Okay. What's the big news?
Go ahead.
Well, the advertising department of our local paper did an amazing local advertising campaign for us over the summer and I guess kind of like from August through the end of the year. And the graphic design team came up with this really interesting concept. It's very simple, but it really just jumps off the page.
It was like 13 inches tall?
12 inches tall.
Okay. 12-inch tall pen on the paper.
Just a pen. Instead of, you know, your typical ad that has, like, your logo and a bunch of text and you ruin it with all this, you know, busyness, it was just the pen. And then a little bit of text underneath so that when you flip to the newspaper page, you just had this, we did several different pens. It was a blue Schaefer VFM, a green Retro, a pink Lamy. So you have this brightly colored pen that just pops off the news page. And they submitted it for a design award for the state of Wisconsin. For all of the newspapers in the state of Wisconsin. And our sales rep and design graphic artist won 4 awards.
Wow.
And 3 of them were for our ad. So
congratulations.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Kim and Heather did a great job, and it was really a great opportunity for them. And it was very simple, but very powerful. So we were very happy for them. Kim brought over one of the plaques and showed me. It was awesome.
Have you saved copies of all these ads?
We have. Yes.
And they can be viewed in your store, I imagine?
Yeah, if you ask. They're in a folder.
Oh.
We don't plaster the walls with that. We've got more exciting things on the walls, like the dead guy.
The dead guy.
Mm-hmm. So. And the Snake Lady.
And my cartoon.
Yes, and your cartoon.
What do you mean, yes? It's not on the wall.
It is. It's over near the bathroom next to the Pelican poster.
You've put it on the wall because it's not in the virtual tour.
Can you see the bathroom door from there?
I don't remember the bathroom, but I think you probably...
I'll take a picture.
It might not have been up that day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put it up last week. It wasn't there. What about stationery? What kind of stationery have you got? With IncoRimo, I ran out of everything, so...
We got in several new tablets of G. Lalo, and we're trying to stay stocked in some of the Clairefontaine, but it's been very popular, so that's cool. It's gorgeous stuff. It's wonderful. My problem is, I can't ever find the time to sit down and write. I have 2 thank you notes I desperately need to write, and I just haven't been able to get to it.
I think IncoRimo for us is like August.
August?
Yeah.
July, maybe.
What is this Rhodia paper I picked up from you in L.A., the white that does not have...
Well, it's the ice.
The Rhodia ice.
Ice, it's called, and it doesn't have the purple or violet lines.
No, it's got a very light gray.
Yeah, I like it.
Cool.
I like it very much. That's something.
Closest thing to white lines there is.
It's something you always have?
Yes, now we do.
And you said you got some new tablets of G. Lalo?
Yes, they're very nice.
New colors or?
Ivory, champagne, and white.
Ivory, champagne, and white. Matching envelopes?
Of course. And there are large and small size tablets and large and small size envelopes.
Wow.
How's that?
I'll be visiting you back shortly.
We do ship to California. Or you could come pick it up. You could choose in-store
pick it up in the store.
As a matter of fact, you just shipped me something that arrived on Saturday. Do either of you recognize this, but you both know about it already, so.
Because I tested it before I shipped it.
And you texted me to say that you had a package out for delivery, so
yes,
I was hoping it had arrived.
It arrived on Saturday. I inked it up, and it writes perfectly. Brian, what is this? Because you always get it wrong.
That's the Conklin Durograph.
First time you got it wrong. He always wants to call it, what is it, Americana or something?
The All-American. Well, see, the problem was is, is I had in LA, I had this tray of the All American, which was the new Conklin. I had it sitting on top of every other pen, so. And I'm fixated on one of the colors of the All American that looks just like the Dolce Vita, but it's, you know, $400 less.
Well, for anyone who might be looking at this pen, it's the Conklin Duragraph, and this one is in amber. They call it amber, but it's just a beautiful color. That's what I fell in love with, the color, and of course the trim is of a color that I like. And what would be the blind cap is black, and the top is black, and so the black section fits right in with that. And I got, tell me about this nib, Brian, because I got a black. I requested a black nib, but why was it even available? What's going on?
Well, it's actually kind of a pure luck, I guess.
Pure luck.
They're not supposed to come with black nibs, but due to the overwhelming popularity of the pens, Conklin actually ran out of nibs. So they inserted black nibs in several of their models to keep up with demand. So that's why we have certain Conklin pens with black nibs in them.
I particularly like the black nib. But if it hadn't been black, it would have been a two-tone, right? Or a three-tone.
Yes. Yeah. Steel with a gold Conklin logo.
Right. So that's also
good. Nice.
It writes wonderfully. I've always said, or maintained, and still to this day say so, that the best out-of-the-box nib I ever got was on a Monteverdi, what was it, Invincia, did they call them? The Stealth
Invincia,
one?
Invincia, sure.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, right out of the box. And these are the same people making these nibs, right?
Yeah, they're pretty much the exact same nib with just a different stamp on them.
And aside from loving the pen, the best thing about it is the price. What is it?
Yeah, 44, it's ridiculous.
44 pesos or something like that?
It's 44 pesos.
44 pesos. Everybody needs one of these pens.
And good stuff. It's, yeah, they're beautiful colors.
It's a beautiful, and it writes really well, and it's only $44. Make it your next grail.
Yeah. Yeah,
unfortunately, they're out of stock now, right?
Yeah, there are three great colors on the Duragraph. I was really impressed. The cracked ice is nice. The green is really great.
The forest green is beautiful. I might need one.
I think you should get one tonight. We might even work out a discount for you since you're the owner.
I got to be careful, see, because I have like several pens on their way. So I was very fortunate. I don't know what I did to deserve it one day, but we were placing orders and I had my name on several of them for some reason. Well, then the Pelican.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so what have you done? There must be something wrong with me. I'm placing orders and just adding in.
She says, what nib do you want?
M805 for you, and there's a...
An M805.
No, I want the M805.
I've got an M600, which is a really great pen.
I want the 805. I've got the 800 tortoise shell, and now I need the 805. The 805 is a demonstrator, and I don't think it's even out yet, except in picture.
It's not.
The 1005 is the huge demonstrator, but it's just too big for anything other than putting on the wall and bragging rights. The 805 is the perfect size pen.
It is a good size, yep.
So sign me up.
Yep.
We'll talk.
Yeah, and so do we know what we're getting on Thursday? Are we getting the King of Pen?
I'm not.
Brian, are you still with me?
Yes,
based
I'm still
on the
with
weight.
You.
Okay. What?
Yeah, you just cut out. No, we ordered four pens, and I think three of them are for me.
Well, that's the way.
Or three of the four sailors.
Yeah, I have three of the four of them for me. Yeah, that was mine. Yeah, that one's mine.
One mosaic pen. And, oh, the Riello. Oh, my God, how did that happen?
You're the one that placed the order. You just kept asking, which nib do you want?
Immediately. And the Pelican?
And the Pelican.
Oh, that.
I think that's only fitting. You have to actually use every pen that you
No, have. I'm getting Aurora.
So yeah. You have to be able to sell
we
them.
We do.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know. So. Uh-oh. Apparently I'm having issues.
You are having issues, but, you know, we were going to ignore it. That's all I got, people.
I'm telling you, being at the store and on the web, I'll have a drink.
Have a drink.
Yeah, just a couple of quick lessons. We got some specials going on. Schaefer Preludes, crazy deals on Preludes, as much as 50% off. Larger organic studio inks in the 8 and 16 ounce sizes are on sale. And a couple of Schaefer 300, the blue rollerball, the chase ballpoints, those are marked down as well this week. So, but Preludes, come on, they're just crazy prices. So that's all I got for what's left on the store.
Steph says that you're having a great pen month, but I disagree.
I didn't buy anything in L.A.
Except two flock.
Oh, now it's my fault. Now those are my pens.
Girls full of pens.
Who said we'll take it? That wasn't me.
I know. Well, my point is that Steph says you're going to have a really good pen month, and my counter is that I'm the one who unpacks the boxes, so we'll see. I mean, we've got wedding anniversary coming up in May, and then your birthday in June.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Father's Day.
Father's Day. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm. 4th of July.
Trash Day.
Trash Day every Monday.
No. We'll see. What about you, Eric? Do you always receive pens on special occasions? Or
no. At least
your family just says.
That hasn't been the case thus far in my life. We'll see if the future changes.
Well, now that I've met your dad, I could email him and send him a note that says, Eric wants this.
You met my father and got his email address?
No, I met your father.
Does he have an email address?
Of course he has an email address.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know he was spreading it around.
Eric's dad@gmail.com.
No, actually, I don't ask for... People would probably get... Mostly I would receive the wrong pen, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well-intentioned, but wrong.
It doesn't happen between you two, because you two always know which pen it's going to be before anything is purchased. But if somebody tries to surprise me with a pen, I'm always very surprised. A pen person has to pick their own pens.
Yeah, it's at some level you do. Yeah.
Okay. We just go to the store and say, okay.
Both of you know what kind of pens I like.
Oh, well, there we go. What's your next big event coming up?
Define event. Oh, that kind of event. My birthday.
Birthday, Father's Day.
Brian, can you hear her? Because I can't hear her.
Yes, she's cutting in and out. Oh. So your birthday is coming up?
My birthday's in April.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you could spend your birthday in Wisconsin.
I could do that.
See, it's still cold here in April.
I like cold.
And well, if you time it right, you could go to Atlanta with us.
You know, when is it? Oh, it is April, isn't it?
It is.
I'm going to have to look into that. I have not been to Atlanta, and I think we have to drive past the Crusacks to get to and from. Plus, that's the home of the chocolatier, so this could be a party in the making. A chocolate pen party or something like that.
Yes.
Yep. Well, we should wrap this up here. Lisa's frozen here.
We should.
Okay, so Brian, I'm going to throw it to you, and you can wrap things up. How's that? Lisa,
we have a shout-out to
be the cheerleader in the background.
I think I'm unreliable for shout-outs, so just keep going. It's all you.
Thanks for everybody in the chat, and thank you most of all to Eric for being here this evening.
It was a pleasure being here.
You know, if you came up, we could do this in person.
We could.
We could all do it on the same screen.
We could huddle.
You're going to Baltimore this week and then Long Island the week after. Is there going to be a podcast next week?
Good question.
Yeah.
The answer is, what's that?
You seem kind of busy.
Yeah, the answer to that question is no. There will not be a podcast next week. We have 3 days to unpack inventory, repack, and leave. So there will be no podcast next week. We will shoot for the week following the Long Island Pen Show. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, same time, same station. So,
all right. There you go. Thank you for asking.
That's what I'm here for.
Anything else this week? We can wrap it up and let everyone go.
Yep.
Let us go.
Okay.
What's the address of the store?
You can use your pens and write to us at Anderson Pens, Denise College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
I could swear you said Denise College Avenue.
10 East College Avenue.
Oh, 10 East, not Denise. Okay.
Not Denise.
Or you could email Brian@AndersonPens.com.
Lisa at AndersonPens.com.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook,
Pinterest, Instagram, and other social media is Anderson Pens.
Where's your blog?
The blog is blog.AndersonPens.com. AndersonPens.com is a website. You can join the mailing list. Check out the blog for new updates, new products, events in the store, cool stuff happening.
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
Is there a mailing list?
There is a mailing list, sort of.
I think I'm on it and I never get anything.
Well, see, I don't like the spam.
Okay.
That's my philosophy.
That's perfect. So when I finally get something, it's going to be really important.
It's going to be really important.
Good. I will pay attention.
You might get one tonight. Just for being as important.
I'm just going to say goodnight to everybody in the chat because I couldn't spend a lot of time in the chat because I was entertaining the two of you. So next time I'll...
Awesome.
Awesome. Next time. That's in 2 weeks. Okay.
Yes, 2 weeks. So.
Four? You're going to join us in 2 weeks?
Put it on my calendar and remind me and text me and I'll be there.
Awesome.
You betcha. Well, thanks everyone for listening to the podcast and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.